Why did I ever put it in writing? Again, I don't know the answer, but I can just suggest that as much, and we'll talk about this more, this is the part four. We'll have to wait till part four. Again, hopefully we won't need it. But the Nekuda is that as much as the Rebbe spoke about the Friedrich Rebbe, that he's alive and he's here and everything, obviously it's not to the complete 100% degree. And the proof is because there's a new Rebbe. And the Rebbe said clearly that the Friedrich Rebbe's generation and Avodah ended on Yud Shvat, Tav Shin Yud. So that means that as much as the Friedrich Rebbe was more alive and more b'chaim than any other tzaddik, and even more than other Rabbeim, because let's not forget when the Rebbe spoke about the Rebbe Rashab, he would call him the Rebbe Nishmas Eidn. And the Friedrich Rebbe says, I don't want to use that word. So it means even more than the other Rabbeim, but still, obviously not complete, to the extent that there has to be a new Rebbe. By our Rebbe, it's more than that, as we'll explain when we come to the part four. But therefore, because on one level, the Rebbe is alive more than any other tzaddik, therefore he didn't say Nishma Sayyid, no Zecha Tzaddik Lebracha.
It's also in the first year. The Neshama is still basically...
Yeah, but we say the Rebbe never said it. The Rebbe never, ever said these words. What? You say that the Rebbe used to just say the Rebbe. That's how he used to speak. That's how he used to say. The Rebbe the Shver. The Rebbe my father-in-law. Nesida Reinu. But he never used the term like Nishma Sayyid. Right. What? In writing, I said, in writing. So the Pashtas, this is the explanation. Because on some degree, there is an inyan of completion. But on another level, because it's not, the Rebbe said, I don't say these Lashonis.